In breaking news this lunchtime, an investigation by a German law firm has found that former Pope Benedict XVI failed to act over four child abuse cases when he was Archbishop of Munich in the late 1970s and early 1980s. Kate Brady is a freelance journalist in Berlin. She can tell us more about this. Kate, this was an investigation into the handling in the Archdiocese of Munich by the church there of child abuse cases from, I think, the 1940s well up to the early 1980s, and during some of that time, Archbishop Ratzinger, as he was then, was in charge. What did it find?
Exactly. This is part of a huge report that was carried out by a law firm, as you say, that was had actually been given the task of carrying out this inquiry by the Catholic Church itself. And in the report, the law firm is saying now that former Pope Benedict, who, as you say, was known at the time of these accusations date back to of his accused inaction, he was known at the time as Archbishop Josef Ratzinger. And this report saying that he failed to prevent child abuse of minors during his tenure as Archbishop of Munich, and that's the position that he held between 1977 and 1982. And the law firm says that there's a total of four cases, and two of the cases involve priests who were actually legally charged with child abuse. While Josef Ratzinger, as he was at the time, while he was Archbishop, and these two priests were indeed allowed to carry on their work in pastoral care. So, of course, yet another explosive report for the Catholic Church, especially here in Germany as well, which has been hit by a string of similar reports over the course of the last decade, 10 to 12 years or so.
Has there been reaction from the Catholic Church in Germany, specifically in Munich?
Well, we're expecting to hear from the Archbishop of Munich, Cardinal Marx, this afternoon. Interestingly, you might remember it was just last year that he actually offered his resignation from his position as Archbishop of Munich and Freising to current Pope Francis, saying that the Catholic Church had reached what he described as a dead point, and he'd hoped that his resignation would mark a new start for the Catholic Church in Germany. So we're all waiting to see what he has to say this afternoon. But just turning to reactions from the German public, of course, over the past few years, you only have to look at the numbers of people still, going to church here in Germany. So there is actually a church tax in Germany. And over the past decade, we've seen at least 2.5 million people leave the Catholic Church here in Germany, which, of course, has been a huge blow. And that was largely spurred by a particularly damning report from Cologne as well, Germany's top Catholic diocese.
And just finally, Kate, is there any expected fallout for former Pope Benedict? He's now in 94, I think, living in retirement in the Vatican.
It's unclear what is going to happen going ahead. Of course, Pope Benedict has denied knowing about the priest's history, those two cases that I mentioned earlier. But public prosecutors down in Munich, however, they've already said that they've taken action based on the research of this law firm that led this inquiry. And some 42 cases have now been passed on to prosecutors, and those involve suspects who are indeed still alive. So prosecutors say that if there are grounds of suspecting a criminal offence, then separate preliminary investigations would then be initiated in those 42 cases.
Kate Brady in Berlin, thank you for that.